안녕하세요. 회화 문법을 동시에 공부하는 Everyday English, 비오의 매일 영어 진행의 이은경입니다. 오늘은 누구를 위해서, 누구 때문에, for someone's sake가 들어간 문장 배워보도록 하겠습니다. 대화 들어보시죠. Hi, John. I heard you saw the movie with David.
Yeah, I watched it last night. Honestly, it was pretty good, but I went just for David's sake. I wasn't really in the mood to watch a movie.
I knew. I was surprised.
I just went along with it for David's sake, who really wanted to see it.
You are so sweet. Did you end up enjoying it?
Surprisingly, yes. But I'm glad I went for his sake.
John이 David을 위해서 보기 싫은 영화를 보러 갔습니다.
For the sake of David.
David을 위해서.
I just went along with it for David's sake, who really wanted to see it. I just went along with it for David's sake. For David's sake.
David을 위해서.
I just went along with it. Go along with.
동조하다.
I just went along with it for David's sake.
David을 위해 그냥 맞춰줬습니다.
I'm glad I went for his sake.
나는 그를 위해 간 것이 기뻐요.
For someone's sake. For the sake of someone.
자, 이 표현 기억하시면서 오늘의 대화 느린 속도로 들어보겠습니다.
Hi, John. I heard you saw the movie with David.
Yeah, I watched it last night. Honestly, it was pretty good. But I went just for David's sake. I wasn't really in the mood to watch a movie.
I knew. I was surprised.
I just went along with it for David's sake, who really wanted to see it.
You are so sweet. Did you end up enjoying it?
Surprisingly, yes. But I'm glad I went for his sake. For the sake of someone.
누구 때문에? 아버지 때문에? 아버지를 위해서?
For the sake of my father. For my father's sake.
대화 들어보시죠.
Are you planning to join the book club?
I am, but honestly, I'm only going for my father's sake.
That's really nice of you. But do you think you will enjoy it at all?
I hope so.
대화 해석해 보겠습니다.
Are you planning to join the book club?
책 동호회에 참여할 계획입니까?
I am, but honestly, I'm only going for my father's sake.
네, 그러나 솔직히 아버지 때문에 하는 겁니다.
That's really nice of you.
정말 착하시네요.
That's so polite of you.
정말 예의 바르시네요.
That's very generous of you.
정말 너그러우시네요. 뭐뭐 하다니, 뭐뭐 하다.
It's very nice of you to do something like this.
이런 일을 하다니 정말 착하십니다.
But do you think you'll enjoy it at all?
그러나 당신은 조금이라도 즐길 수 있다고 생각해요?
I hope so.
그러길 바랍니다. 누구를 위해서, 누구 때문에?
For someone's sake. For the sake of someone.
자, 이 표현 기억하시면서 오늘의 대화 한 번 더 들어보겠습니다.
You saw the movie with David.
Yeah, I watched it last night. Honestly, it was pretty good, but I went just for David's sake. I wasn't really in the mood to watch a movie.
I know. I was surprised.
I just went along with it for David's sake, who really wanted to see it.
You are so sweet. Did you end up enjoying it?
Surprisingly, yes, but I'm glad I went for his sake.
BOA 매일 영어는 BOA 매일 영어 플러스로 BOA 코리아 유튜브 채널에서 영상으로도 만나실 수 있습니다. 원고를 보기 원하시면 www.boakorea.com을 방문하시면 됩니다. Everyday English, BOA 매일 영어, 오늘은 누구를 위해서, 누구 때문에
For the sake of someone
누구를 위해서 어떤 행동을 할 때
I did it for the sake of someone
나는 누군가를 위해서 어떤 행동을 했다는 표현 배웠습니다.